Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, that's all.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show. It is 9:06 on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I've done significant follow-up on the last call on Ask Dom Show. According to the... This link is actually from the Northwest Georgia News, but it's probably picked up through the Bradenton Herald, yeah. A Manatee County teacher's aide resigned earlier this year after a student returned home with shaved eyebrows. The aide, Priscilla Ward, worked in a...
Aide.
Priscilla Ward worked in a pre-kindergarten classroom at an elementary school where she accidentally left a razor in the classroom bathroom. The class was dedicated to Exceptional Student Education, or ESE, a program for students with physical, emotional, or intellectual disabilities. In a recent interview with the Bradenton Herald, Ward said she later realized that a student found the razor, but only after a parent called the school to complain that the child came home with shaved eyebrows. That would make my wife would go out of her goddamn mind.
Yeah.
I'd probably be like, oh, whatever, you idiot, don't shave your eyebrows.
I mean, Chad knows how these things go.
Right. Chad's been through this. A 4-year-old student found the razor and partially shaved eyebrow and cut the fingertips with it. The Manatee County School District said in its own report detailing the incident from last May. The incident likely happened during nap time, and the student was picked up immediately after. The report continues to explain, blah, blah, blah. Ward near the teacher and the student's eyebrows. After a series of public record requests, the Bradenton Herald recently obtained the report along with previous investigations into Ward. Her co-workers described her... That's where the problem is, the co-workers... described odd behavior in 2018 when she worked at a different elementary school. At that time, the employee accused Ward of forcefully and aggressively putting a student in a timeout, while the school principal said Ward placed her fingers and toes in the child's ear. Ward quickly denied both allegations during the interview. Past concerns in the school district, blah, blah, blah. Ward soon left her job, agreeing to never reapply for any position with the school district of Manatee County in the future. So they definitely got somebody with a problem. We do have our Facebook. I'm not gonna give it out. I mean, the information's public on the Google if you want to go do the work yourself. But from what I can find out, first of all, she's smoking hot. She is a model. And she's really pretty, and she's almost 40 years old, but I would have pegged her for like 27, you know. I take it she does not like white guys, because in one of the videos, she's grinding on a bouncer, and somebody wrote, I thought you didn't like those kind of guys, and she wrote back, he's Hispanic. Like, it's only white guys she doesn't like, because he looks like a very straight-up white guy. I think she's sexy as hell, and super pretty. And she does have a lot of hair on her head, but she also looks like somebody that would grow a lot of body hair. So now I want to know what she was shaving with that razor. And judging not by her, but by the people she keeps company with, I don't know how clean she is. She's grinding on that guy, on that bouncer. I don't know who she's making sweet love to. If I was my kid, I might want to check that out. Yeah. She likes to go to concerts.
Who does?
She appears that she may be making sweet love to the guy who's singing in the concert. He doesn't look very clean to me. I mean, it's superficial judgment, but I'm making that judge. See, now the woman that I asked her, the mother, I said, is this chick hot? And she said, anybody you put makeup on is hot. And I thought that's just a jealous mom answer. But the truth is, there, if you scroll down far enough on her Facebook, there is a picture of her in the shower with no makeup on. There, she's a 6. But with the makeup on, she's a 9.5. Makeup does do wonders for this lady.
Yeah.
Have you seen that, Calvin?
And yeah, those girls.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Mm-hmm. I mean, the picture right below, though, she looks hot. But without the makeup, she is quite mediocre.
Yeah, nice body, too.
Great body. Great body and pretty face, but the makeup definitely accentuates how hot she is.
Right.
Anyway.
So do the angles she's taking the pictures at.
Judging by these pictures, I would have the kid tested again. Just, that's all I'm saying. I don't know that she has any sort of disease or anything like that, but I would certainly, to be safe, test the kid a couple of times. All right, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Gio sent me this story that is right up my alley. Man stood in sleeping Pasco girl's doorway for 3 minutes after breaking in, deputy said. Pasco sheriff's officials say they have arrested a man who broke into a family's home at Holiday, then stood in the doorway of a sleeping girl's room for several minutes. Thomas Martin Marnetz, 52 years old, of Longwood, was arrested Thursday night in connection with the incident, which had occurred earlier that day just before 1 a.m. The sheriff's office said deputies arrested Marnetz after they posted video of the incident on Facebook and received several tips from the public. Deputies said Marnette broke through the home's garage door.
By the way, real quick, you got to get to why this is right up your alley. So far, it sounds like you just want to break into a house and stand in a little girl's doorway. This is right up my alley.
I'll get there. Deputies said Marnette broke through the home's garage door, then was able to break through a locked door to get into the home. Once inside, he walked to the doorway of the girl's room and stood there for about 3 minutes before walking away. What is that about?
Contemplating what he's going to do.
To the girl? Or is he like, man, I didn't know there were kids here. I should leave.
They said in the video he started to undo his pants.
Oh.
Yeah.
After a video of the incident was posted online on the sheriff's office Facebook page, deputies received tips. Deputies contacted Marnette's sister as well as his employer. Both of them said he was the man of the video. Marnette's occupation is listed on the arrest reports as a welder. His girlfriend also later told deputies she had seen the video and had confronted Marnette about it. When interviewed by the deputies, Marnetz denied that he committed a burglary, saying that he did not take anything. However, deputies noted that he was wearing what appeared to be the same shorts as the man in the video, and that he also was wearing what appeared to be the same watch, bracelet, and glasses as the burglar was wearing.
Oopsie-daisy.
Yeah. Marnette, who deputies said the victims do not know, was arrested on charge of burglary of an occupied dwelling. Where is the part? I don't have that on the thing here. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry, Gio. Once inside, he walked to the doorway of the girl's room and stood there for about 3 minutes before walking away. A video surveillance inside the home recorded what happened, report said. Deputies said Marnette then returned to the doorway, but the family dog woke the girl, and Marnette ran away. After the video, that's it. I don't see where it says he undid his pants, but yeah, I don't put it past the guy. It's right up my alley because we were talking about this yesterday, about if somebody was breaking into your car and what you're allowed to do.
If somebody's in your house, I think that's
oh yeah. Game if on. They're in your house, you 100%. Shoot them 1,000 times in the face.
100. No, see, yeah, you shoot them in the leg, and then you beat them with a baseball bat. So it's more satisfying. I don't even. There's no question about that at all. If I go through my home and I see somebody that's at a different shoulder length than I'm used to passing in the hallways, that person's dead on sight.
But imagine the feeling when you like your surveillance. Like in my house, I've got cameras. And if somebody's moving at night, it'll alert my phone.
Right.
And it'll show the video. Imagine you pull up your phone and you see a stranger standing outside your daughter's bedroom.
No, my brother used to have, we were just talking about this in Vegas. My brother used to have, like, when my door opens, the alarm beeps to let me know something's opened. He used to have one that would be like, patio door. That he said he'd be sleeping sometimes and the thing would just go patio door and he'd be and it would just be a misfire.
Yeah.
But he would think that somebody, I mean, that would scare the living crap out of me. I'd want to know, but yet I don't want to know, you know?
And also if you have kids and they're trying to like sneak out or something, obviously you want to know that, but that would just like annoy the hell out of you waking up to them, like, you know, going outside.
We have a door upstairs that swells with the heat. So when the heat swells, the connectors get off a little bit, so it's constantly beeping, just beep, 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 because the connector just separates for a second, then goes back. So you can shut that off, but then when you do, you lose all the advantages of knowing when there's a door open.
Right. So on WFLA is where I saw it. It said security camera video from inside her home shows a man enter the daughter's bedroom, come out, and appear to start taking off his pants. That's when the mother screamed, and the man ran.
That's when that man has to die.
Yeah.
You can't, if you got a guy that was willing to break into your house and then stood there contemplating on whether he should commit some sort of sexual crime for 3 minutes, that guy needs to die. There's no, that's not a regular burglary Anybody that knows that guy, I'm so glad they ratted him out. They must know he's a piece of garbage right out of the gate. If you showed me a picture of my brother in somebody's house and said, "Is that your brother?" I'd be like, "No, doesn't look like him to me."
But you would but save if your you son. Know your... But you would save your son if he murdered somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is that my brother, I know, is not a gross pervert. So if he was doing something like he was trying to break in to steal something, I might defend him. But these people here, the minute they showed the video, they called up and they're like, "Yep, that's my brother. He's a gross guy." They must know he's got a history of being
right,
gross.
Right.
So they were like, "Yeah, go get him. Get him off the streets." Disgusting.
It's so weird.
I want to ask this question, but I can't say the answer on the air. Who do we know? Like, all right, I'm just going to write it down. Who do we know that this is going to end up like this? Oh, you got the video?
Yeah.
All right. He's walking up to the door.
Also.
He's walking up. Oh, man. If he was in my house.
Imagine you see that on your security camera.
No way.
Yeah. I mean, come on. He's just walking around the living room and he's standing outside the daughter's bedroom.
This is who I think that we know that would show up like this.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying.
I wouldn't say yes, but if it happened, like, yeah, okay.
Like, if I saw it on video, I'd go, oh, yeah. Totally.
Yep, yeah.
See, that's right. Now, if I saw a video and it had a guy with a backwards FSU hat and somebody said it looked like Gio, I'd go, no way that's Gio. You know what I mean? Like, right, but that guy, we all go, oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
And you'd be like, you know what?
Did you write down Joe?
No. With Joe, it would just be lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, Joe, I expect to be in somebody's house curled up in a ball on a couch. I was thinking he's in his own house.
Text who you wrote down.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And if that happened, you'd be like, okay, I got to call. I'm going to call them right now. You pick up the phone right away and call it in.
You'd have to, yeah.
Hold on.
You'd have to call it in. Or else he's going to die.
Oh, 100.
Right?
100. Right? In fact, probably already happened.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the guy that we go, oh, yeah. We're not,
Nobody would be surprised.
And then as they
arrest him, he yells the N-word.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Wow. Yeah, oh, yeah. Like if they found out that... No, that's a bad example, too. Like, if they found out that John Senning was doing it, we'd be like, no, that doesn't smell like a guy with a beard. That doesn't seem right.
That's not him.
Right. But then if this guy, though, we're all like, oh, yeah, yeah.
It's 100%.
I almost said, if they found out Slater, and then I'd be like, well, maybe we'd all go, I don't know. I know Slater wouldn't touch the kid, but he may show up empty in your house somewhere. Joe would be in your house drinking your drinks, and you'd walk in, you go, who are you? And Joe would go, hey, hold on a second.
Give me a glass of water.
Why are you in my living room? And you'd be like, you're in our living room, Joe. And you're like, I'm sorry. Have a seat. Let's
talk about
it. Gentlemen,
calm down.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even try to fight it.
No. Who let all these people in my room?
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Do you remember a couple of years ago we did a story about this? And a buddy of mine who was listening to the show from New York, you know, we got in a big argument about it. I said that if I came home and found a guy on my couch, sleeping on my couch, I'd probably shoot him. And he was like, what if he was just drunk and he went in the wrong house? I go, yeah, he picked the wrong house. He's dead. I go, and I'm not saying that to be tough. I'd be scared, you know? I'd be scared, and I have kids, and he's not. And he was like, oh, you've never been so drunk where you just wander in the wrong spot. And I go, no, I've never. You have.
Totally.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
You're right. If they caught him, he would be like, whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing here? They'd be like, what are you talking about? You're in my house.
It's like Marty McFly. I made a mistake. You got that right. You made a mistake.
I don't know. I would be so scared and so mad all at the same time.
What's worse, you catch this in your home, or you don't find out until the next day when you go through your security footage?
The next day, because I lose my mind trying to figure out who it was and how he got in. And I need to have closure on that.
I saw a video on Reddit where a guy is inside his apartment, and you just hear like jiggling at the doorknob and stuff. And he looks out through the peephole, and there's a guy who's his neighbor or who lives in the apartment complex trying to jimmy his thing with, like, a screwdriver. He opens the door, grabs the guy, pulls him inside, and throws him on the ground. The guy goes, what? No, I wasn't doing anything. Like, totally trying to talk himself out of it. And he's like, you're trying to break in my house. And he goes, no, I was fixing your door.
Yeah.
Get out of here, you
idiot.
Do you
know I did that in a hotel? Did I tell this story?
I don't know.
I was sleeping in a hotel and I heard like banging on my door, like on the hotel door, banging and banging, like a thud and jiggling the handle and all that stuff. And I got up and I looked and there was a guy out there. So I grabbed my gun and I had my gun at my side And finally, after the guy was like doing something to the door, it was like he was trying to open the door. And I just whipped it open real fast with the gun out. And it was a hotel employee. And he was trying to put my bill under the door by kicking it. Because he was too lazy to bend over and kick it. And he goes, "I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry." I go, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I was trying to put the bill." I go, "So why didn't you just push it under?" And he goes, "I didn't know. And then I didn't know you could hear." And I was like, "I almost killed you. I almost shot you because I thought you were breaking in the room." He's like, "I'm so sorry." And then I was worried that he was going to go tell somebody that I had a gun, but he didn't say anything because he didn't want to lose his job. He literally stood out there for 5 minutes. He kicked the door enough to where he woke me up and then kept kicking it to where I almost shot him because he was trying to slide it in under the door. And I don't want to tell you what hotel it is, but it was a very... a big chain hotel, it was a Disney hotel.
Why were you, that's why you're worried. Okay.
Yeah,
I was going to say, why were you worried about having a gun?
Yeah.
I mean, many times I've stumbled into hotels and been trying to get into the wrong room because
I've done that too.
It's like room 256 and I'm in room 254.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm you try your card a couple of times. Yeah. You're not like kicking the door down.
Well, I've kicked the door too.
I've done that to where I heard somebody go, "Can I help you?" And I go, "My key's not working." They're like, "This is not your room, stupid."
On the cruise is the most difficult because the hallways all look identical.
They really do.
The numbers are very small.
You're always wasted when you're getting back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was crazy. A given.
Yeah. The cruise.
All right. We've got some stuff to give away to you folks. We'll take a quick break and we come back. We'll play a little bit of Who's My Baby's Daddy and we'll give you an opportunity to do that. You'll have the choice of prizes. We got a lot of things to give away. We'll do that right when we get back from break. It's a Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
It's the Mike Calta Show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.